This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this podcast. And this week, excited to welcome Anna Haldewang. Anna is the founder and CEO of Insight Track, an award-winning company. We'll get into that in a moment. Anna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
Well, listen, let's get to it right away. So the breaking news, you just received an award. This is really exciting for Innovation of the Year in the state of Indiana. Talk about that.
Yeah, just really honored and shocked as well. That we received this award and that we've been recognized by the state for what we're building. And we're very excited to be revolutionizing the ag industry with this product.
We're going to talk about the product, the technology, Insight Track, based in Syracuse, there in northeast Indiana, in a moment. But Anna, let's talk about you, your background. Tell me a little bit about you and how you got to where you are today.
Yep. So I'm born and raised in Syracuse, Indiana, small rural town amongst corn and soybeans. And when I was in college, I attended Savannah College of Art and Design in Georgia, and I have a background in industrial design.
So not really an ag background? You didn't really grow up in an ag family or agriculture as part of your early life?
I grew up around it, but it wasn't directly in my family.
Well, let's talk about Insight Track. It really is changing the game. You talk about growing up around corn and soybeans. This is changing the game for the almond industry, which is not an Indiana crop at all, but yet it is really bringing automation in solving a serious problem for orchards. Talk about Insight Track, what this innovation is all about, and also how it came about.
I'll start with where it all began. So when I was attending school and at SCAD, my professor assigned us to create a self-sufficient object that stimulates the growth of plants. Started researching the basic needs of plants, came across pollination, learned about the decline of bees, and ended up creating this pollinating drone to raise awareness about the decline of bees and basically an educational tool. And that was in 2015. In 2017, I was graduating from college and CNN heard about this product and they did an article. It ended up going viral worldwide. And from that, the positive feedback I received, I ended up founding the company in 2017, set my sights on the almond industry because they rely 100% on bees to pollinate their crop every year. 80% of the world's almonds are grown in California, and the second largest is Australia at 7%. And built a simple pollinating drone prototype, took it out to Australia because they were the first up for bloom. And it did not work. We had a lot of wind issues. We had battery issues. So I came back from that trip and I asked myself, well, where can I go from here? So we moved it from drones to ground robotics, built a simple ground robot, took it out to California as they were the next up. And we were having some efficiency issues. But while I was out there, I was having lunch with one of my advisors who's the head of member relations for Blue Diamond Almonds. And he came to me complaining about these mummies and this navel orange worm. And I said, well, tell me more. And from that lunch, I ended up pivoting to from pollination to winter sanitation in 2019 as I continued to learn from growers and their needs and discovered that there was a greater need for innovation within the winter sanitation space.
Really interesting story and proof, again, that whole innovation space, the entrepreneurial space, trial and error. You need to pivot and change maybe those original plans. But I think it's interesting that this ag tech innovation was really grounded and really the seeds planted at a fashion and design school, right?
Yeah, I actually went there for fashion design. Uh-huh. And then I ended up switching to industrial design once I learned that that wasn't really for me. So I love designing products. I love solving problems and creating meaningful impact within that space.
Yeah, talk about the technology and actually how it works in almond fields, primarily, as you say, in California. How does it work?
We have a ground rover. It's about 5 feet long and 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide, pretty compact. And we made it this way so that one, when it rolls down the middle of the row, it's not hitting any branches as it moves down, and that you would be able to fit multiple of these behind a trailer and tow it from orchard to orchard. Now, once it goes down the row, it'll stop in front of a section of the tree. It'll capture an image and it'll identify all of the mummies in that section of the tree. Now, a mummy is a rotten almond. that was not taken off during harvest. So once it identifies all the mummies in that section of the tree, it then maps out the fastest and the quickest route in a matter of seconds. And then once it identifies all of that, it will then shoot a biodegradable pellet at each mummy individually and remove each mummy in under a second. And once it's removed all that mummies in that section, it will then capture another image to confirm that all the mummies have been removed. And then it will move forward about 5 or 10 feet and repeat that process.
So you've seen real success with this. Talk about the acceptance of this technology, of this product, of InsightTrack, where things stand now with the company and growth prospects.
We're in development now. We're fine tuning the rover in preparation for our paid pilot programs this winter in California, as well as Australia in June. So we're very excited to be finalizing the development stage in preparation for our launch in 2023. We actually, last January, when we took the rover out for testing, we ended up creating this 5-minute video. It's on our website, insighttrack.com. It's just 5 minutes, but it really tells the story and you can see the rover in action. And when we published that, it ended up going viral across the almond industry and agriculture as a whole, which was pretty exciting. So it was great to see growers getting excited about something that's new and revolutionary and that's going to be solving their problems with winter sanitation.
Yeah. And the almond industry, a bit foreign maybe here in Indiana, that's a big industry.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It's $9 billion. And then wow. By 2025, it'll reach $12 billion.
So you see, obviously, opportunity in the almond industry. Are there other crops or other areas you think this technology can cross over into?
So we will, we'll be testing out pistachios next winter and walnuts. They have the exact same problem as almonds do with issues with pests and hibernating inside of these mummies. And then we'll expand into other crops as well.
Tell me about, so this device, is there a manufacturing component to it? Do you actually build these devices?
Yep. So I've partnered with a third party development company, and they're based in Michigan. And so they've been the one that's been developing the product with me and the business as well. And they will be manufacturing the rovers within the next couple of years. For the next couple of years.
What's the potential here? Because obviously you got a lot of potential in the almond industry, but then when you layer in or you factor in potentially some of these other crops, what do you see as the potential for your company?
My overall vision for the company is that we will be in the orchard 24/7, 365 days a year, performing a role for the grower every single season. Mm-hmm. And so winter sanitation is just our first target.
Is there opportunity for jobs, for people to grow your company? Or how do you foresee the structure of your company, which is right now based up in Syracuse?
Yep. So we will have an office space in California and Australia. We're going to structure it like a service, a rental service. So a technician will come out to the orchard, survey and provide a quote to the grower. And then we will bring out the rovers and they will perform the mummy removal service. One thing I didn't mention during when we were talking about how it works is that in the end, we'll be able to provide the grower with data that we've collected while we're removing mummies from the trees about how many mummies we removed in total, where in the orchard they were heaviest with mummies. And over time, the grower is able to overlay that information and problem solve as to why certain parts of their orchard are receiving the mummies the heaviest and how that may correlate to other seasons throughout the year and why they're getting so many mummies in the trees.
Yeah, so data is an important part of what you're doing. Obviously, it's such an important part of agriculture as well. As you think about your entrepreneurial journey, if you will, talk about lessons learned. You had one idea as you started out, ended up pivoting and changing and modifying. And talk about your life as an entrepreneur or an innovator and maybe some of the biggest lessons that you've learned along the way.
I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned would be to marry the customer and not the product. Especially in the beginning when I had this idea for the pollinating drone, I think a lot of times people have the idea before they have the customer. And then it's so important that you listen to the customer and their needs, because they're the key driver to you having a successful business. And I learned that lesson when we pivoted from pollination to winter sanitation. Even today, I mean, we're always going to our customers, the growers, and asking them, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of the color of the rover, the shape of the turrets at the top? What do you think of the brand name Insight Track? They have been the key drivers for every decision that we have made for this business, because it's centers around them. Another lesson I've learned is don't compare yourself to other companies. Yes, there's milestones that and guidelines that you should use along the way, but just as every person is different, every company is different, and they have different needs than someone else.
Those are a couple of great pieces of advice, because I was going to ask what advice you would give to entrepreneurs who are just getting started. They're in those early stages. Any other pieces of advice you would give to maybe some budding entrepreneurs who have an idea and they're just trying to get it launched?
I'm going to emphasize the marrying the customer and not the product. That is so important. And I know you're excited about the product and you think it's going to revolutionize, but it is, I'm really highlighting that as key for the business's success.
How about growing this, as a final question for you, Anna, growing this idea, growing this company in Indiana? What do you see? I think in recent years, certainly in the ag tech space and the ag bioscience space here in the state, a lot of momentum. Organizations like Agrinovis, who are obviously getting very involved and engaged around the state of Indiana. What do you see as advantages maybe? Are there advantages or pluses of growing your business here in Indiana?
Yeah, over the past few years, we've made a lot of connections here, and the state is very supportive of what we're building. And I mean, I've fallen in love with it because I've gotten more involved with what's here. And so I'm so excited to have the Insight Track business be a contributing factor to the employment here and being able to grow, especially as, sure, while we're focused on almonds right now, you know, we're gonna move into other crops and definitely in the Midwest. So yeah, we're very excited and proud to be a contributing factor.
Well, it is exciting technology, an exciting company. Anna Haldewang is the founder and the CEO of Insight Track. Anna, thanks very much for taking time to join us from Syracuse. We'll be watching for that next big thing, and good luck going forward.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
All right. And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. You can find more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space. Just visit the news page at agrinovisindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.